Hey crew, what's going on? I am currently at the airport, if you can't tell. Lots of noises in the background. Getting ready for an international trip. And so I thought this would be a great opportunity to share with you a really touching story that was powerful on how one of my clients was able to accomplish not only control over her blood sugars, but also more freedom and flexibility in her life. So I hope that you take away some golden nuggets from today's episode, and we'll get right into it. Enjoy.
I've spent the last 10 years pushing the limits while identifying trends and patterns in my type 1 diabetes management. Follow along as I learn, apply, and share the fitness, nutrition, and lifestyle strategies that I've learned from diabetes experts around the world. The real question is, how can we live fearlessly with diabetes while maintaining stable blood sugars? This podcast is here to give you the answer. My name is Matt Vandevecht, head coach and co-founder of FTF Warrior, and welcome to Part of My Pancreas.
Awesome. Well, Shirley, I am super excited to have this conversation, especially because the initial kickoff to this topic nearly brought me to tears when you shared this amazing win on one of our coaching calls. But before we get to the fun stuff, obviously, I want to give people a little background on you. Could you share a little bit about your journey with diabetes so far? Like, are you on a pump or MDI? How long have you had diabetes? What's that look like?
Next month, I'll have had type 1 52 years. Here in a few days. I was 18, ended up going to the doctor's office and sick as could be. And he told me to plan on spending some time in the hospital. I probably had mono or hepatitis. And I went into a coma that night. So came out of that, and that was 1972. So things were way different back then. And I realized right away that they didn't know a whole lot about it, and I had to do kind of my own research. We didn't really have a lot of internet yet, believe it or not, and not much technology, but God's grace, you kind of do what you know to do. But I found some good books, and they put me on a different path, and I realized what a lot of what was recommended wasn't working for me. And so I just kind of went on nutritional foods and, you know, doing this, not doing that, and not eating all their carbs. And so I think a lot of that helped me to get farther down the road in the beginning than I probably would have. And then, of course, technology, you know, and my diabetes educator. I live in an area where we haven't had a lot of access to endos.
And
we've had a few in and out, and they, I'd see them, but it wasn't working for me. And so, I finally got a good nurse, and I got a good diabetes educator, and, took her a year or two, but she talked me into the pump. So I went to the pump, in 2000. So before that I was, you know, MDI. Well, then came the CGMs later. Now it was even better. And it's just been a progression kind of better control. We finally got this guy that's been an endo for all of his career. He's been all over the world, and he moved to the area. And I thought, well, okay, I'll give it a whirl, you know?
Yeah.
So, so I was like one of his first patients. And, along with him came a diabetes educator who knows her salt. She's a nutritionist, Anna, and she has helped me. Even my doctor, he's like, just talk to her because she knows more about it than anybody. So she's really been a help. When I went on the tandem pump, it'll be 2 years in July, and the Dexcom CGM. So that's even been even better. But I had some health issues, and I got really sick. And so I've been not active for a few years. And I always had been before. And things were creeping up, and I got really, really sick. And I kind of thought I was a goner. Curiously, you started popping up in my feed and on YouTube, and I'm like, what? So, so I'm watching this, you know, and I'm thinking, wow, this is interesting. So I woke up, like I said, I almost died this time last year. Oof. And I thought, you know, okay, I talked to my dad, you know, and I said, if I'm going to keep waking up, I turned 70 in December. And I said, you know, if I'm going to keep waking up, things have got to change. What do I need to do? And you showed up in my feed like the next week.
So I started watching
you. Yeah, I started watching you, and I thought, okay, well, this is going to be worth a shot. I think he knows a little bit. So then I started watching, and then I did the application, and here I am.
The rest is history. You know, you mentioned initially when you were diagnosed that what the doctors were recommending wasn't quite working. So you went a different path, found some books, and started looking into it on your own. And as I'm looking at my camera, I'm like, you were a renegade warrior from the beginning.
Yeah, I have been.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I would go through doctors because they come and go here, you know. And so they would be, well, your numbers, you know, we'd like to see it a little lower, my A1C.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Yeah, me too. Well, would you like to go? Or would you like to talk to Diabetes Ed? And after so many years of, I would go and they would just get the little 8-inch plate and then pile it up with carbs and all that. And I finally, yeah, rebellious. And I said, no, I do not want to talk to them. I can't eat like that. I can't follow the guidelines there. So.
Like there's got to be a better way.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. Yes. So with that, then I know you mentioned like kind of reaching that pivotal moment, and then a week later you found our stuff online and started seeing me pop up on YouTube. What was going on with the blood sugars at that point, like before you started working with us?
Well, I had the Tandem and the CGM at 6, and I was time and range was maybe 60 to 65. My A1Cs were up there. I couldn't get them down. And then I hear you saying, I got these formulas and we can, and are you tired of this and that? And I'm like thinking, yeah, I am. So I wanted just better. I wanted better numbers. And they were not, nobody was telling me how to do this. So,
right.
But I had it in my mind, but you confirmed. Just, you know, the way you were talking this up, you just confirmed a lot of things to me that, yeah, this makes a lot of sense.
I love that. I mean, I'm curious too, because I mean, if you were poking around on YouTube, I'm sure you found other videos and, you know, experts, quote unquote, and all that stuff. What made you take a chance on working with us? What made us stand out?
Just that you had done it. You were living proof, and you were the guy living with it for years. And you were able to change things and prove that these formulas and these things worked. And I'm thinking, I've never heard anybody say that. Yeah. Well,
and then, of course, you said you filled out the application. We said it was a good fit from both sides. You jumped in. Was there a point, like in the beginning when working with us, where you're like, oh my gosh, it's clicking or like it's working? Was there a specific moment?
The stuff started working right away because I had been... First off, pre-bolusing, I had not been, my doctor, not the one I have now, but previously, had told me, stop doing that. That was dangerous.
Goodness.
So I wasn't in that habit.
I remember that conversation.
So I would eat and then take my insulin. Well, I've always had the, you know, after every meal, and nobody would tell me why. It was just kind of like, well, this is how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, no, it's not. Doesn't have to be.
Right. Such a dangerous phrase. I'm so glad you recognized that.
Wow. So that was immediately. I had a visit in right at Christmas time. And my A1C was 8.6. And I wasn't getting anywhere, even with the educator. So I thought, this stinks. And of course, the endo's like, you know, gotta go, gotta catch a plane. Well, I'll see you in 2 months. It was Christmas, you know, no recommendation, not going to change anything. And I thought, This is new. We have to change something. And I don't know what, but something has to change. So there it was. There you were. And I started implementing the first things you recommend, and like the pre-bolus and then waiting. You know, waiting till the number starts coming down. I've never heard that. Hmm. And when I started doing that, it was less than 90 days because he wanted to see me in 2 months. And then I had the flu. So it ended up more like, I would say 10 weeks.
Hmm.
So I go in, and of course I'm tracking all this with you and my pump.
Right.
And got the T-Connect and got the Clarity and got, you know, all of this stuff. And I'm looking at this going, whoa, whoa, whoa. And so I was already coming, time and range was already going through the roof. Amazing. Off and on, not perfect, but, and then I could see that number, you know, the GMI thing coming down, down, down. So I went in and the nurse does the vitals and all that. And she's like, well, how you been? What you been doing? And I said, well, I've been doing better. And I said, I'm working. I got a program. And I said, I actually have a life coach who's a diabetic. Interesting. Interesting. So she did the A1C and all my stuff. And then she goes, I'll go get the doctor. So she disappears. So here comes the doctor, and she's like, there's two of them. And so she's like blowing in the door, and she's like, Shirley, Shirley, what have you been doing? And who is this coach? My A1C was already down to 7.3.
Oh my goodness.
In 10 weeks.
Holy cow. That is nearly unheard of.
And so she's looking at all my gadgets, you know, and my pump, and which I kind of guard now. I don't let them handle it much. But then I show her on the phone, and I'm showing her on the apps. I had gotten the SugarMate app, and like I was telling you about the time she's looking at that, and she hadn't heard of that either. And she's looking at this, and I happen to be sitting at 100% in range right then.
That's amazing.
I know. It was like I was telling you. I had never had fun at an endo visit before, and I had all that day.
Oh, hard not to have fun when they're celebrating with you too. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it was fun. It was cool.
So they were also excited about this as well. They weren't like, how dare you? They were like, yeah, happy with you, very, right?
Very curious. And so she's like, hang on. I got to go get, you know, the other doctor, the guy that's training her.
Yeah.
The actual endo. And so it was with another patient. Here he comes, you know, and he comes in and he's just grinning ear to ear, and he's everything. And he's like, he didn't ask questions about you, but he was very curious, you know, about what I've been doing, and man, it's working, whatever you're, it's working and good for you. And yeah. So after he left, then of course we're all high fiving and happy and keep doing what you're doing. And of course then he left, and I spent more time with the one he's training to be an endo with him. So she had all kinds of questions, and just very excited. And she knew where I was at a year ago.
Oh, okay.
Because here's the funny part, Matt. She was my doctor. Oh. And I was in there deathly ill. They had to roll me in a wheelchair. I couldn't hold my head up.
Wow.
And they tested for influenza B. Hmm. And I got sent home with absolutely nothing.
Oh my goodness.
Nothing.
That's sick.
I was ticked, and I was pretty sick. And I thought, you know, there is stuff you could be giving me.
Yep. And
so I fired her and got a new doctor. Here she is training with the endo. This was awkward.
You're like, I changed some stuff and I got better without you.
So the endo's like, oh boy. Because when I met with him, and he's like, who's your primary now? So I was telling him and told him what happened with this gal, and we can't have a relationship, and so sick and blah, blah, blah. He's like, well, she's working with me. I'm training her.
Guess who?
Oh, yeah.
My goodness.
So she
saw the before and after then, obviously, because she was with you at the year before marker. And then now she's training with this new doctor. So we'll shorten the time frame to make it easier for you. What do the numbers look like before the program and then where they're at right now?
I was, well, like I said, that I was running 8.3, 8.6 A1Cs, and very low, 50, 60, maybe 65% time in range. And you know, it looked like the Tetons, you know, my graph.
Oh, yeah.
And so now I'm still working out. I'm still figuring out my numbers. I'm trying to get the bolus thing figured out. I have a fat tooth instead of a sweet tooth. So it really changes things up. So I'm trying to figure out my timing, you know, because I really have to pre-bolus early to catch the food. And being, I think it's things have changed because I'm had a long time and I'm older. Stuff that used to work for me isn't now. So I'm having to figure out when, okay, get up, go take that walk, get on the whatever.
Right.
Figuring out my numbers, the carb counts, the ratios. Tweaked out a little. They weren't off bad, but it's the timing. You have really helped me with the timing. That's been huge.
Yeah, timing's critical.
Man.
That's huge role, especially with those Tetons that you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Not having the graph look all wild, like an EKG chart.
It looks like mountains, yeah.
Yeah. So time and range then, I know you mentioned it was 50s and 60s. Did you say where it's at now on average?
Oh, man. I've been up in the high 80s and the 90s for the majority, but I ran into something, started showing up like last week or the week before, and I've been real resistant lately.
Oh, okay.
Stuff is coming in later. So I'm working on that to figure it out. And with your help and the group, I'm getting some ideas and I'm seeing more clearly what's going on. So
the fine tuning. I love that.
And what's affecting it, you know?
What's that?
And what is affecting it? Like,
yeah.
If I add I'm not on a lot of medicine, but I have been dealing with pain, arthritis pain that is new to me and bad. So I've been trying different meds. Well, that'll blow it, you know, for a while. So.
Well, and how empowering that you can look at that and know it will impact it versus the ignorance that so many of us were plagued with before, where it's like, I don't know why my blood sugars aren't cooperating, you know?
Exactly.
Never knew. So that knowledge is power aspect, right? But I mean, like now compared to where you were months ago, we'll say Christmas, you know, a few months ago, what is it like now having a lot of these things more fine-tuned, more figured out? What does that feel like?
I have hope, Matt. I just figured this is the rest of my life. It sucks. And just, you know, have to give up a lot of the things I used to like to do. No energy, no motivation to even socially get with my friends. Something that's kind of like, I'll catch you next time. Depression. So now I actually get hyper sometimes. <It's> like, burn myself out. But the energy level is better. Just the hope that I know this time, 6 months to a year from now, I'm going to be totally different areas. And I know that. Before, it was like, well, that's a great idea. But how? What do I do? And now it's like, boy, have I got a toolbox here, you know?
Well, and you mentioned that it was a low energy state that you were in. Now you're at a place where you're almost hyper. You burn yourself out. I'm thinking about, we visited Alaska many years ago, and they told us everyone gets sick in like June, and they couldn't figure it out for the longest time till they realized in the winter, there's no sun, right? And nobody gets to go outside. And in June, it's all sun for like 20 hours or something. So nobody sleeps because they're so excited that the sun's out. And so you take too much advantage of it and then you get burnt out. So it's almost like this manic season where everybody's super happy.
Exactly.
But the consequences.
Well, Wyoming isn't as bad as Alaska, but we deal with some of that too, you know?
Yeah. So then looking back at where you were, you know, many months ago, what would you say to somebody who now is in the position you used to be in? Like maybe they're standing on the fence looking at this program. What kind of advice would you give them?
Well, I have my son's friend is newly diagnosed, and he's just like out there, doesn't know what to do. And I was able to share with him. I found it somewhere on one of your email or one of your posts, and it was the whole list of all the freebies, you know,
that he can look at.
Yeah, sent that to him. I haven't heard back because this just been a few days ago. But it's like, and my son sees it and he's like, Mom, my friend needs help. Who's your guy? Can you hook him up with your guy? You know? So he sees it too, you know. So I would tell them, don't waste your time. Just get with it. Get with the this program is proven. Not just you, but lots and lots of people and all ages. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if you just got it last week diagnosed or like me, over 50 years. It just works. It's just brilliant. It really is. It's so much common sense, but it's beyond that. It's the formulas and the figuring out why and how. Never knew how before. Your program rocks for that.
Love that it's brought in, like you said, that hope, right? Where I would say hope through understanding. It starts to make more sense and we get hope as a result.
Yes.
Love that.
Well, I do too. It's something new every day.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what diabetes is too, right? Gives us a lot of opportunity to learn new things.
But you've already got it at our disposal where, okay, what are you dealing with? Oh, sick days. Well, let's look at the, oh, you want to lose weight? Oh, there it is. You know, it's like the whole gamut is laid out there.
Oh, right. The on-demand video vault.
Videos.
Right? Yeah, all the trainings. And that's what they're there for. Honestly, it's been, I don't even know, 7-8 years of getting questions on these calls and just making trainings for it. So now we have the whole vault of, oh, your answer is right here, you know, instead of having to figure it out. They're already now because we've been doing this for a long time.
That's but wonderful.
As you've gone through, you know, the bulk of this program and everything, just in case there was something I'm missing, were there any golden nuggets that stood out to you as you've been going through it or something you want to share with people that are watching right now?
I think the biggest thing, not just working with you or being in the, but it's the community, it's the tribe. And you find out, wow, I'm not the only one. Because I don't know any type 1 diabetics that want to live with it. You know, I know some that they just, you know, it's not at the forefront of being the best they can be. So finding these people and being part of this tribe and listening and you're going, yeah, that has happened to me. You know, it's concentrated. It's like there's so much there you can relate to and you're not alone. You're not like I'm up here in Wyoming, pretty isolated, but I'm not. Because, you know, several times a week I'm plugged in and we're everywhere, you know, just great to find out that you're not alone and there's answers. People have either walked through it already or they're walking through it now and we're figuring out, it could be this ABC and you narrow it down, which never have that before.
That's fantastic. And I think that's the toolbox you were talking about too. Just having kind of a checklist of what could go wrong and how do I fix it, right?
Wow.
What could lead the blood sugars into a roller coaster and how to get off roller coaster.
And not just your input, which is proven too, but others too. You know,
I agree. The group has great insight. It's not just me.
What do you call it? Oh, the nuances of living with this. Yes. Man, it's priceless. I mean, I sound like a commercial, but but it's true.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, even I pull value from the group where someone will say something. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a good thought. You know, it's ongoing. And I think that as long as we maintain that Kanai spirit, a constant and never ending improvement, we're always learning, you know, and that's the beauty of life.
I like that Kanai. That's good.
Good stuff. Wow, Shirley. Well, I didn't know a couple of pieces of your story. That's why I love doing these because I get to learn a little bit more about how you got here, you know, and I didn't know you had the same doctor from a year ago to this time and she got.
I know, I hadn't shared it. Too.
What?
That was so funny. I was like, oh no, seriously?
But full circle moment, right? Where you got to go, look what I did. I accomplished this.
Yeah.
That's so cool. But yeah, I pulled that that initial quote up and you basically said it word for word, but you know, how you happened to be 100% time in range while they were going through your reports and everything's looking better, the A1C. You said something else. She told me to wait and went and got the endo to congratulate me. There were high fives and questions. I mean, beautiful.
It was
like just an incredible moment. So I'm so happy that you got to experience that. And of course, I mean, you mentioned it in this in your forum like a month ago. You said, and I'm just barely getting started. This is huge.
Yeah, there's so much.
That's such a brilliant perspective where it's not, I did something good, I can cruise now. It's, I did something good, let's keep this momentum going.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Got a lot of stuff to fix.
We all do. And it's the best way to go through life, you know, looking for progress and bettering ourselves. So I just want to say I'm proud of you, Shirley. You know, obviously you're in the community and I can teach you stuff, but you have to actually implement. And you did. You really did. So I want to say I'm proud of you for taking action and using these tools to make these things improved.
That's awesome. Thank you for making it available, Matt. Thank you.
Yeah.
Because you didn't have to do it either, you know, and you did. So thank you so much.
My pleasure. Okay. So for anybody who is on YouTube watching this and hasn't heard of it yet or isn't on YouTube, but curious about that, there is a training that we have that a lot of our YouTube videos talk about, which I think is actually where you came from, Shirley. It's one of those trainings. You can go learn about the formula side of blood sugars at diabetesinaction.com. So anybody watching, go to that website. You'll see something similar to what Shirley saw and give you a bit of an intro into how we do things a little different. And actually, it's right on my shirt. It says, think differently. That's what it's all about. Being a renegade. Shirley, again, thank you for your time, for sharing. I know this is going to inspire a lot of people seeing what's possible with type 1 diabetes.
Even it's never too late. Never too late. Just jump in and it you know, you can always fix things. It can always be better.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. What an inspiration.
Thanks for your help.
My pleasure. Oh, it's been a blast. And like you said, this is just the beginning. We got great things ahead of us even more. So everybody watching, go to diabetesinaction.com. Go check that out. See if it's for you. Shirley, you're amazing. Keep up the great work. I know I'll see you on coaching calls, but I appreciate you and your time today as well. So thanks.
I look forward to that, Matt. And anytime.
Got it. And everybody else, keep up the fight.
Heck yeah.